You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts alongside the King, Scott Angle. I am Greg Sussman. How are you doing this morning, King?
I'm doing good, but you know, Deshaun Watson not doing so good. The fantasy community, I would like to say, on behalf of all of us, wishes him a speedy recovery. We want to see him back in action. Bad day. It's been that kind of year. It's just like first Aaron Rodgers, now Deshaun Watson, Odell Beckham, Dalvin Cook. Just, you know, the names keep coming. Andrew Luck, who was never with us this season.
Someone told you that.
Yeah, and he's quite happy about his injury. But I've been doing this a long time, and there's always been a lot of significant injuries. And I'm celebrating 20 years in the fantasy industry this season, but I've never seen so many superstars go out in 1 year. I can't recall it. It's just, it's not fresh in my mind if it's happened. And, you know, check out my article on sportsgrid.com this morning where I give you 9 fantasy football quarterbacks to target if you lost to Deshaun Watson, because I have one of my personal leagues. I was on a 5-game winning streak, and I went from having Deshaun Watson and that troublemaker Ezekiel Elliott to Derek Carr and Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I mean, that's how quickly these things change. And yeah. Listen, I laugh, in all honesty, when people tell us that, oh man, you know, random dude scored a touchdown in a game. It's one of those weeks. Like, of course this happens. I laugh at that all the time. And I find it ridiculous. Like, it happens every week where a random player scores a touchdown.
If you had John Kuhn, yeah, raise your hand. You're exactly. Lying on social media.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, those tweets always make me laugh. And like, okay, dude, like, somebody like that scores a touchdown every week. Like, don't tell me it's one of those weeks. And I've kind of felt that way about this year, that, like, listen, there's injuries every year. It sucks. Let's move on. But I actually agree with you, Scott. Like, this year, at least to me, has felt very, very differently. From week one, essentially, with David Johnson, to a couple of weeks later with Odell Beckham and Aaron Rodgers and Dalvin Cook, as you mentioned, to yesterday with Deshaun Watson and Pierre Garçon. It's just like... It just feels like this one is mounting, and it's just been so many players, and it's like very rare if you're one of the teams that were not affected by at least something that has happened this year. And I remember I was sitting here at work, and I get that text message actually from my dad, who's just like, Deshaun Watson torn ACL. I'm like, you're lying to me. And it was real. It was just 100% real, and it's just absolutely a brutal, brutal loss for the Texans, for fantasy owners. You're losing a guy who's a top 2 quarterback basically all year since he took over as the starter. But fantasy owners have no choice but to look ahead, to plan ahead, to try and still get through this. And the Roto Experts are going to try to help you do that when we come back next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, trying to get you through the brutal news from yesterday. Lots to go on today, Scott Angle. The Deshaun Watson injury, we had a wild Thursday night game. Not wild so much the game, but exactly what happened in the game. It was a bit of a surprise.
Well, it was surprising to you.
About the game, we'll get into that at the time. Yeah. You know, the surprise. How about the outcome was a surprise.
I don't think in divisional games, when one team beats another, I don't think it's ever a surprise.
Okay, that's a very absurd comment. If the Niners,
that was absurd.
If the Niners beat the Patriots, you would be like, that's a surprise?
Is that a divisional game?
No.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
I thought you just said if one in one game.
I said that a divisional game.
Okay. Yeah. I think you said in one game. What are you talking about? That's fair.
Yeah.
It was a short week. I probably should have thought.
You know what was very interesting though? Like, Richie Incognito's a meathead. Like, I was watching the post-game interview with him.
Yeah.
And he was blaming the whole thing on playing Thursday night and how it was unfair. Well, guess what? The Jets played Thursday night too, dude.
Yeah, they did. They did.
If it's unfair to one team, it's unfair to every team. Don't blame your 7 sacks on playing on Thursday night.
You know, Thursday night is. We'll get to this a little bit later on, but you know, Thursday nights are always weird nights.
In concept, Thursday night football has its critics, but when you say you lost the game because you played on Thursday night and you start bitching about it. You know, come on, dude. The other team showed up on Thursday night.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later on in the program, as well as all the latest news coming up later on as well. But I need to start with the biggest news of the day. And that very, very obviously, Scott, was Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL in practice. Here's what we know. He was running a simple read option in practice. Basically just planted, turned the wrong way. Goes down. There was no screaming. There's no yelling. Non-contact. Fell down, and he tore the ligament, that ACL, in his right knee. That is the opposite knee that he teared in college. Remember, he tore his left ACL as a freshman.
Yep, 2014
at Clemson. From what I read yesterday, when you tear once you tear one ACL, it is relatively likely that your other knee does tear. But because you rehab so hard on one knee, that knee happens to be stronger. That knee happens to be stronger than the other knee.
Very interesting.
So then, you tear your right ACL. Now, if the left knee would have went, that's obviously a very bad sign, because then it's just like debridement in that left knee would have been bad, and I don't want to say career threatening, but it would have been very bad. For the right knee, you can come back at full strength and really be just as good, because it wasn't a previously torn ligament. Everything's fine. You get that basically back up to strength where the left knee is, and Deshaun Watson should be good to go. It seems, from what we've seen, I have seen at least, a clean break, clean tear, and you hope for a full and a speedy recovery for Deshaun Watson next year. But that's next year, and we can worry about draft status and what to make of Deshaun Watson next August. That's fine. But it's right now. And Scott, I know that you have written many articles about Deshaun Watson and saying, listen, you may have 2 or 3 quarterbacks, and Deshaun Watson's one of them. This is the opportunity. You go out and make a trade. You trade away a Dak Prescott. You trade away, whoever your other quarterbacks are. You trade away a Drew Brees, because you can trust Deshaun Watson week in, week out. And that was obviously cemented last Sunday when they faced Seattle, where everyone in the industry basically was like, listen, he is now matchup proof. Well, you don't have Deshaun Watson anymore. And if you made this trade, unfortunately, you're behind the 8 ball. You may need to make another trade. But let's kind of focus in. Let's zero in a little bit. Week 9. If you don't have now that you do not have Deshaun Watson this week, what do you do? The obvious answers to me were last night in Tyrod Taylor and Josh McCown. I thought both were good streaming options. If they're out there, I was cool with both of them. Obviously, if you didn't have waivers that ran, you don't have a first come first serve league, that didn't work for you. So Sunday, what do we do?
You got to make a trade. And on my article on sportsgrid.com right now, the 9 fantasy football quarterbacks you have to target to replace Deshaun Watson, I ranked them 1 to 9. And in most cases, you're going to have to make a trade for a lot of them, especially in a mainstream league. And Taylor, even going into last night, was ranked number 1 to me. Now, there are other options all across the board. I had McCown ranked 6th. You can go anywhere from Tyrod Taylor and Phillip Rivers, because people don't perceive Phillip Rivers to be that ideal starter, but yet statistically can be, and he's coming off the worst game of his career. It's a good time to buy on guys like him, Marcus Mariota, who's coming off a 0 touchdown game against Cleveland and got a bye week to further heal the hamstring, and Jameis Winston, who's a little bit more of a gamble with the shoulder, although it's getting better in the decision-making, but he's a gunslinger. And you can go all the way down to Brett Hundley, and you probably don't feel comfortable about it. But look, Brett Hundley's probably out there in a lot of leagues, and I was talking to Emery Hunt about this, the czar of the playbook, and you know he likes Brett Hundley, and I was talking about this yesterday. With that kind of weaponry, it's just a matter of time before he gets in a rhythm with those guys, and they can help make plays for him. So your season is not dead. If you had Deshaun Watson, you were likely riding high. And sometimes I draw parallels between fantasy football and regular football, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, I need to plan for the playoffs. Maybe I'm going to my fantasy Super Bowl, and then boom, something happens. In the NFL, I've been telling Eagle fans, you know, you guys are 7-1, but you got a tough stretch coming up. Don't say Super Bowl just yet. So you can't just say Super Bowl just yet. You can, you know, if you're a savvy fantasy manager, you can overcome it. We'll overcome this, and there's ways to do it. Look, in my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com, Greg, I had him ranked number one the rest of the way. When you go into Seattle and you do that, that proves a lot as an NFL player and a fantasy pick, because a lot of teams consider going into Seattle and winning there or playing really well there as a milestone, as a major challenge, one of the major challenges in the NFL, and that guy knocked it down. If you can go into winning, you can win in Century League Field, or you can play really well there, it's really a mark of respect around the league and for people who really know the game.
Okay, that's fantastic, but it doesn't help us. Like, that's great about Deshaun Watson and crowning him, and he's number one quarterback going forward. That's awesome.
Well, I'm saying, my point is, though, is that you had the number one guy and you're feeling good, but you know what, though? There are guys out there that you can acquire that can keep your team steady.
Okay.
That was my point.
My question still is, week 9, right, what do we do?
Like I said it. You can make a trade for one of these guys.
You said the first name you had in your mouth was Philip Rivers was a bye this week. That doesn't work for me. Like, if I'm a Deshaun Watson owner, right, okay, it's now Friday, right?
What you can do is you can pick up Brett Hundley,
okay,
stream him this week, and trade for Rivers.
Okay, so this is an idea I can get behind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So Brett Hundley is a name with Josh McCown and Tyrod Taylor. Obviously already done. We'll get to them coming up a little bit later on the program. They're already done. You say a guy that is out there that you can get behind and start this week in week 9 is Brett Hundley. You talked to Emery. You said, listen, everybody agreed that he's just not nearly as bad as what we saw. So the number one guy, you, the king, Scott Angle, is saying that is out there in most leagues that if you lost to Sean Watson, you should pick up right now is Brett Hundley.
I didn't say he was number one.
Then who is?
I said at the bottom of the list. A lot of these guys are not available on free agency, so you're going to have to make a trade. But Marcus Mariota could be out there in some leagues. I doubt, like, my top four is going to be out there.
Okay, so then your top four doesn't help us, right? If your top four is not out there, then it doesn't
help
us. But
it does help, because you can swing what maybe is not a major-level deal. If you can't make a trade...
If you can't make a trade before Sunday,
you're going to see Marcus Mariota out there in a lot of leagues.
You will not. Mariota is owned in 87% of Yahoo leagues.
Okay.
He's out there in 13% of leagues.
All right. Well, okay. If he's not out there...
Yep.
Then, you know, Winston's not out there, et cetera.
Like, correct.
A guy like Jared Goff is
okay.
Probably your top option.
So Winston also owned in 87% of leagues. So you believe Jared Goff is your top option.
Right.
Goff is out there in, unfortunately, only 32% of leagues right now. So it's not like he's out there in the majority of leagues, but he is obviously out there more than a Jameis Winston, more than a Marcus Mariota. What makes you king like a Jared Goff this week over a guy like Brett Hundley, who you mentioned as well?
He's already proven he can take advantage of a Friday matchup.
Okay.
And he's got two of them coming up. You know, one of them is the Giants this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you can grab him and a Hundley and stream them together.
Okay.
There's inconsistency, but when the matchup is friendly, Goff will give you about 15 to 17 points.
And you can get 15 to 17 points. Obviously, not Deshaun Watson, but he's not a killer either, clearly.
Right.
So the two next matchups, the Giants and Houston for Jared Goff, two good matchups, as Scotty said, soft defenses. We'll talk more about the situation replacing Deshaun Watson when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your home for all of the latest and greatest Deshaun Watson news. We had you covered yesterday live on Target with the news throughout a video over on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. Scott, before we went to break, the name that you threw out at me as number one quarterback that could be on waiver wire that you would pick up for this week. We're not talking about the full season. We're talking about for week nine. If it's too late, potentially in your league to make a trade, was Jared Goff. You said Goff with two matchups in a row with the Giants and Houston, you could see yourself starting him. According to Yahoo, he's only available, though, in 32% of leagues. Now, that's not nothing, of course, but you know, it's still not a strong majority. Is there another guy that you'd prefer? Not prefer, but is there another guy that you could throw out there to people that, listen, very well could be out there?
Well, look, Josh McCown, I have ahead of him, but you know, I didn't mention him right away.
He played yesterday.
He played last night, right, obviously, and you can't grab him off of waivers.
Correct.
So you know, we'll talk about Sunday trade strategies in a second, but I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is out there in a lot of leagues either. And he's got to buy, too. So if you need something for this week, I think Brett Hundley is the guy.
Okay.
You know, they're playing at home. Detroit's reputation starting to shed as, you know, this fine defense. You know, we saw it last week what Pittsburgh was able to do to them. And they just can't – look, they have a good safety in Glover Quinn. They have Darius Slay. But the Packers have too many weapons out there still. And I think you can roll with Hundley this week. If that's the guy that out there that's not Goff, you know, I'm not a Jacoby Brissett guy. The fantasy numbers aren't there. He's more of a game manager type with some running ability. I think Hundley's the guy you have to go with, but you really strongly have to consider making a trade here.
Well, I'll get to the trade in a second, but it's interesting to me that you rule out Jacoby Brissett, in your opinion, and kind of go in on Brett Hundley. Like, you called Jacoby Brissett the game manager guy, and called the dude Brett Hundley, who, you know, in his only start this year was awful.
He was, but that's one start, and I'm not going to judge him by one start. When you have Jordy Nelson, when you have Randall Cobb, when you have Devontae Adams, you know, you even have maybe a Ty Montgomery catching the ball out of the backfield. Martellus Bennett has been disappointing, but look, you know, maybe, you know, that type of younger quarterback is going to go to his tight end more because they're obviously changing the offense. He's got so much weaponry, you have to be optimistic. He's been with this team for 2 years now, I believe, and he's learned the system. I think you got to give the kid a chance, and he could have a respectable game this week. I don't think we can judge him on one start. You know, I was talking to Emery about it, and he agrees with me. But Jacoby Brissett, he's got one disappointing receiver in T.Y. Hilton. He does have a tight end, but the production, fantasy production, has not been there. I have to be more optimistic on Brett Hundley.
Yeah, I totally disagree. I would go with Jacoby Brissett over Brett Hundley here. I think Brissett, we talked about matches with Jared Goff a moment ago. This week, the matchup against Houston is a very good one for Jacoby Brissett. He's been a starter now basically this entire season. I know he's been a bit of a letdown, but it was only a few weeks ago that we were saying, hey, you can stream Jacoby Brissett this week. It hasn't been good.
I feel like I was wrong on that.
It hasn't been good. I understand that. But we've seen double-digit fantasy points, four straight weeks from Jacoby Brissett. When the matchup is right, you know, he puts up okay numbers. You know, against San Francisco, he had 18 fantasy points in my league. Against Tennessee, he had 14. Like, these aren't going to crush you. And a really good matchup against Houston, you know, I'm going to take that. I'm absolutely going to take that. He has the ability to get the ball to Jack Doyle. We have seen in the right match he had the ability to get T.Y. Hilton, and he has a little bit of his legs. I can't justify starting a Brett Hundley, who, again, was awful in his only start, and I know you had this upside, and I believe you, and he has his weapons, and I'm with you that I don't hate the Brett Hundley thing, but if Jacoby Brissett is out there with this matchup against Houston for a guy that we have seen that he has the ability to play in the NFL, be a game manager, sure, fine, I gotta go with Brissett over Brett Hundley. I can't do it.
No way. You know why? In half of his starts, he has not thrown a touchdown pass. In all but two of them, he has not thrown, in all but one of them, he's not thrown for more than 260 yards. He has two.
But you're choosing to start a guy that was awful. His only start.
You're looking at one start.
I can't
look at one start. Right. I have to project ahead.
So
Jacoby Brissett's passing numbers are mediocre. He has three rushing touchdowns. Two came in one game. You can't take that away. But Jacoby Brissett is a game manager.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't want a game manager in my fantasy lineup.
Instead, you want a terrible quarterback.
What I'm saying is, I think, respectfully, you're judging too much by one game.
Game and a half.
Well, the second game, he was thrown into it. One game, he had a bit. Look, Deshaun, I'm not saying he's Deshaun Watson, okay? Deshaun Watson, first game and a half, he had struggles too.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I can't judge it by one game and a half. That is nowhere near of a sample size. I have to give this kid a chance.
But when you get to, and I understand what you're saying, and again, I want to state, I don't hate Brett Hundley, okay? Like maybe he pulls something out with all those weapons. Like, maybe it happens, okay? I'm not disagreeing with that fact. But just for this week only, I'm trying to make a smart decision here, obviously. You're facing a Lions defense that is in the top 10 worst against, or top 10 best, excuse me, against quarterbacks fantasy-wise. Okay, when you're the Texans, they are bottom five in the league against quarterbacks fantasy-wise. I get Jacoby Brissett may be a game manager. I get that he's, what, thrown a touchdown pass in only however many games you just said. That he ran for three touchdowns in the year, two of which came in the same game. I get everything that you are saying about Jacoby Brissett. When it comes to this particular week, I'm going to play the matchup. And that is Jacoby Brissett.
And that's why I think there's a mistake. I think it's, and I know you more have more expertise in this, but I feel that's just looking at the matchup.
Sure.
And the matchup is not always what you should look at.
But it is sometimes.
Some players, I feel, can't take advantage of the matchup. I feel like Jacoby Brissett cannot when compared to Brett Hundley. Now, he has a slightly better matchup, I think, or he has a moderately better matchup, but I think he's got more weapons. I think there's more potential upside there. You talk about matchups. He had a so-so game against Cleveland, against Arizona, whose people lighting him up.
He had a great game against Cleveland.
He didn't have a great game against Cleveland.
About?
He threw one touchdown pass.
What about the touchdowns he ran for?
All right, that's one good game against Cleveland.
What about
against Arizona, though, who's everybody's been lighting up? He didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
Hold on. In that game, that was his first start of the year, and he just threw out Brett Hundley's first start of the year. You got to throw that one out, too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
Throw out the Seattle game in Seattle. Because
all right. Everybody rips up the Titans defense. 212 yards pass defense and one touchdown.
Yep.
So
bad game. Yep.
I don't think this guy can significantly. I'm not saying he's going to be terrible and throw no touchdown. I think you're just going to get a mediocre outing from him. Where I think Hundley, you know, there's potential for more because his playmakers can do more. T.Y. Hilton has been a huge disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
I can't just say, look, it's Jack Doyle against Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and Devontae Adams, and say, I want that guy. I have to look at the playmakers. Look, they had a bye week, okay? They had time to fine-tune things. I think they come out of the bye week a lot better. Now, you make a lot of valid points, but I'm projecting ahead, and I think that Brett Hundley gives me the most upside, and I think there is zero upside for anything more than an average game than Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, so you're playing for the upside at quarterback. Fine. You have all these weapons. You had the week
up. What I'm saying is I'm not playing for mediocrity.
But I think there's going to be said for mediocrity. I think there's going to be said that I know what the floor is for Jacoby Brissett, and I might be okay with that.
I think the floor is kind of so-so, ho-hum, you know, blah, blah. Whereas, like, with those kind of weapons, why can't Brett Hundley come out and have the same type of floor? Because I'm not going to judge him based on one game. You know, with the same type of floor that Jacoby Brissett has.
Because he has
more playmakers, there's more upside there.
You keep bringing up the playmakers. You keep bringing up that point, and that's fine. But all I can judge Brett Hundley on is what I have seen from him. He threw for 87 yards total.
It's one game.
I understand that it's one game. I do. I really, really understand that. And I'm still saying that maybe Brett Hundley will be good in the future, be serviceable in the future to Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. Maybe he will. But this week, I'm only looking for one game. I am looking just for Week 9. And just in Week 9, I would rather take the shot on what I know in Jacoby Brissett than what I know about Brett Hundley. That in that one game that I saw him start in the NFL in his career, he was absolutely horrific.
All right, so you're going to play for 10 points then. Because that's what you're going to get.
I'm going to play it for over 10 points against a bottom 5 defense.
Yeah, I don't think you can take advantage of it. I really don't.
You want to make a bet on it?
What?
Brissett versus Brett Hundley this week?
No, I don't bet. You know, we're not in Vegas. I told you, you know, if you're right, I will tell you you're right. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fantasy player, not a gambler.
I understand you're not a gambler, but sometimes you can put your money where your mouth is.
No, I will tell you you're right. You know what I'm saying? I will say, Greg, you were correct.
All right. So, obviously, Scott and I are different sides of this equation here. Scott likes Brett Hundley.
Look what we've gotten to at this point, though. We're arguing Brett Hundley versus Jacoby Brissett.
So, in just to go over, so those are the two quarterbacks that we both like, and that's fine. We're certainly differences. I'm cool with that. Here are the other quarterbacks that could be out there. I'd love to hear your opinion on these guys, Scott. Andy Dalton is out there in 40% of leagues, but he plays Jacksonville.
I can't do it. I just can't. You know, I looked at Dalton last night when I was writing this article, and it's way too up and down, mediocre. Yep. I feel like you're going to shoot yourself in the foot in an important fantasy game.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Theoretically, I think Andy Dalton's the best of the guys we're talking about, like in real life, best NFL quarterback. But against Jacksonville, I cannot do this. I just cannot do that.
I'm trying to look a little bit longer term, too, and I just don't want him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about this week? Would you start Blake Bortles against Cincinnati?
I wouldn't start Blake Bortles against anybody. I'd rather start Brissett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are basically all the quarterbacks that are out there.
We can talk other ways, though.
All right, we'll take a break. Well, we'll continue talking about this. And then, of course, how does it affect everybody else? All this coming your way next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We're back here with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm trying to name the quarterbacks that could be out there for you. I think Drew Stanton is out there in leagues. I can't imagine.
No, same.
If
I was a real NFL team, and you know, maybe I'd sign him over Matt McGloin. Yeah.
Eli Manning?
No, can't do it.
All right, that's about all I got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, you have to make a trade. You have to pick up like a Philip Rivers and Jameis Winston.
Philip Rivers doesn't play this week.
Something like that. You know, I'm saying you could pick up Hundley, but overall, I think you want Rivers for the stretch run. I'm saying longer term. Same thing with Roethlisberger, although I'd rather have Rivers. Mariota, look, and even Tyrod Taylor, if you're picking up Hundley this week and you can trade for Taylor, I think you have to make a deal in most cases. And what you're going to have to accept in a lot of them is you're probably going to have to give up a little bit more than what you want. But for these quarterbacks you're targeting, and I talk about on Sports Grid, then it's not going to have to give up superstars. You know, you'll have to give up a solid starter to get one of these guys. You'll just have to take the hit. But there's also the way you sell it. I also talk about the way you sell the trade. Like, let's say, for instance, you're going after Jameis Winston. You could talk down the fact that he's been erratic, that he has a shoulder injury, and say, look, I really don't want him. I don't have any other choice. This is all I'm going to give you. You could even, like, tell white lies and say, I got something else on the table. You know what I'm saying? Because sure, something else on the table could mean I'm picking up Brett Hundley if this doesn't go through. So it's all about how you sell it, but you may have to give up a little bit more you want. But a trade really is the route to go because you gave the ownership percentages. Look, Goff is only available in 32% of Yahoo leagues. So, and Mariota is only available in 3%, I think you said. So you got to make a deal. But right now is a good time to buy on a guy like Rivers because he's got to buy. He's coming off his worst game of the year. You know he'll get better because you know he's going to fling the ball and throw it to Melvin Gordon out of the backfield. It's a good time to buy on Winston because the perception is low, but he's a gunslinger. And it's a really good time to buy on Mariota too, because he's coming off of a bye week, and he's had time to heal. That offense is getting healthier. He did not throw a touchdown pass against Cleveland. I think you target guys like that. Tyrod Taylor should be your top target. After he went for 3 touchdowns last night and it was in garbage time, you can even sell it like that. Ah, it was in garbage time. You know, it's like you can always play it down even though you want the player. Although if the other guy's savvy and says, well, why do you want the guy? Then your bluff is called. But still, you have to give up something to get something. So swing for one of these guys in a deal. Pick up Hundley this week if you're going to acquire Rivers or even Roethlisberger. And you'll be able to plug the holes.
So I agree with Scotty for the most part. Of, you know, Philip Rivers is somebody you can go after. Ben Roethlisberger is somebody that you can go after. Even Jameis Winston, whose value I agree, his owner probably has very, very little interest in him. You can go after even a Kirk Cousins, whose matchups are terrible.
Derek Carr
going forward, sure. Yeah, I mean, these are the type of players I agree with Scott that you go after. And my only question to that, Scotty, is ultimately that you don't want to screw up, at least I've talked about trades before. The response that I've gotten is like, listen, I don't want to totally mess up the rest of my team in order to get the quarterback, right? Like, I don't want to have to really break up something else that may have been working on my team in order to go grab a quarterback. And I get it. Like, I understand that sentiment. And, you know, the one guy that lost to Deshaun Watson in my league, he basically offered everybody in the league, LeGarrette Blount, Curtis Samuel, and some other guy, somebody like that, for everybody's quarterback in the league. Everyone's just like, nah, man, we're good. So, like, you do have to give up something.
See, that's the thing. Nobody wants to give up anything from their starting lineup.
Correct.
Nope. The default mechanism is, in a fantasy player's mind, I don't want to give up something to get something. And guess what? You're going to have to. People are going to try to sell their bench players. But you know what, though? The other owner knows you're over a barrel. And he's going to try to get something. Now, look, you don't have to give up your star players. You don't have to give up an Antonio Brown. You don't even have to give up a Jarvis Landry. I do believe, and I'm going to go look at this again. Now, I talked about Andy Biersack of the Black Veil Brides, who I play in the Celebrity League with. And you can listen to my Hall of Fame Hour interview with him. He had Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
He made a trade within 10 minutes of hearing of the injury. And I believe he got Emmanuel Sanders for Derek Carr.
Okay, great trade.
I mean, Derek Carr for Emmanuel Sanders.
Sure, yeah.
That's the kind of deal that you can swing, okay? You don't have to mess up the axis, the crux of your team. You can swing a deal like that. Go ahead and do it.
I agree. That's a deal I'm totally, totally cool with. And I totally, totally agree with that. But as somebody that doesn't own Deshaun Watson, you know, when he came to me offering me stuff, I'm like, listen, I have no problem giving you a quarterback, right? Like, I really, really don't. But I'm not just going to make a trade for nothing. Like, I'm not just going to take your crap for nothing. You do have to give something to get something.
That's the thing. That's what I said. It's like people don't want to, like, they'll offer 3 of their bench players. or something like that.
Correct.
It doesn't happen that way. Look, and ultimately you're in the position of like, well, look then, man, you're SOL.
Correct.
Because you have to give up some.
Correct.
You have the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're in the position of strength, Greg. So, you know, he's going to have to give up some. Oh, you know what, though? Go pick up Blake Bortles and good luck to you,
well, that's what
you know, the rest of the way.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, listen, you want Jacoby Brissett? He's out there. Brett Hundley's out there. You know, sure, go pick up those guys. Like, I'm happy to help you, but I just...
You're too nice. I wouldn't even say that.
I am.
You know what I would be like? I would be like, you want those bums like Brissett or Hundley? Because, you know... That helps your own stance.
You know, honestly, I'm just like, ultimately, you want those guys out there, go pick them up. Like, I'll even tell you which one I like. I like Brissett over a guy like Brett Hundley. But I can't take nothing. It doesn't help me. And Scott says this a lot, that when you're offering a trade, yeah, you should help yourself, but you shouldn't go after, you shouldn't offer a team that has 1,000 wide receivers a wide receiver. It doesn't ever make sense.
You have to
look at the other team.
You have to
look
at the other team. You got to look at the roster.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, like I said, Scott, you say it all the time, but it's true. Like, you got to, when you're offering a trade, you have to look at the other team as well. All right. In the case of the Texans, their new quarterback is Tom Savage. A lot of people were high on Tom Savage. None higher potentially than our friend Jason Braddock. Jason Braddock's going to appear in the Fantasy Football Frenzy coming up a little bit later on today. And you'll hear from Jason on the Frenzy with Corey. And listen, he is a Tom Savage truther. He will tell you that you can... Tom Savage is not nearly as bad as we saw in the first half of week one. That he knows his offense, that the offensive line was very, very bad week one, that things have gotten better. So Tom Savage isn't going to kill the Texans in general. This is what I assume he's going to tell you. I'm going to listen to the Frenzy myself. I don't want to put words in Braddock's mouth, but that's, you know, kind of my assumption. Listen, Scott, I got to ask the question. If you lost to Deshaun Watson this week, can he pick up Tom Savage?
By the way, I just want to make a correction. That trade was Nelson Aguilar for Derek Carr.
Okay. Yeah. Same type of thing.
But I don't think you can pick up Tom Savage. But and let me know if I'm getting ahead of the game here, because I want to talk about how Savage affects the rest of the offense.
I want to wait on that one, obviously.
No. Tom Savage holds on to the ball too long.
Yep.
And it could be a thing. I heard they signed Matt McGloin.
Yeah.
At some point, you might see Matt McGloin, because Tom Savage has a reputation for taking a hit and being brittle.
He does. Listen, I've told you this many times before. People talk about Tom Savage. I'm like, listen, I have watched enough Tom Savage in my life when he transferred colleges three times to tell you he is not very good. Like, he is very, very bad. But here is what Jason Braddock said in regards to Tom Savage. He's a capable NFL starter, but the Texans' O-line will limit expectations. Then he talked up, who else? Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick will not be signing with the Houston Texans.
No. Look at the whole Bob McNair thing. Like,
correct.
Like, you know, Dwayne Brown wanted out of there because, you know, of his comments about... You know, the prisons, the inmates running the prison about the national anthem. There's no way they're signing Colin Kaepernick. Howard Balzer came out with a tweet that was saying that McNair had signed off on it, and it turned out he said it was a joke.
Yeah, it's a horrible job by Balzer. Like, that's an embarrassing job.
Which is stunning, because, you know, Howard Balzer has been doing this forever and has been one of the most respected insiders in the business. But, I guess you look at an insider like that, and maybe you look at about it like, okay, once in a while Tom Brady's going to throw a game-ending interception. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I still got a lot of respect for Howard Balzer.
I lost a lot of respect yesterday, in all honesty. Like, he made a joke that went over very poorly, and maybe it's the Twitter, Twitter culture that we're in, where you can't tell sarcasm. It's clear he was just trying to be sarcastic, given what Bob McNair has said. But in this time,
it was a bad look. Yeah.
It's a bad look. And what really bothered me, I think, about the tweet wasn't like, oh, you know what, I made a joke, it didn't go over well, my bad, I'm sorry. It was, how do you not realize I'm making a mistake? It was talking down.
Because everybody looks to you as a credible source,
correct?
A serious guy,
correct.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was a really bad look by Balzer. I know, Scott, like you said, you still have a ton of respect for him. I lost a lot yesterday. It was a bad job by him.
Look, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, once or twice, you know, throughout a long career, you might make a mistake, and I think you judge a guy by one mistake, but it was a bad look. You know, even with his track record, I think you're always learning.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to wrap up the hour, of course, talking more quarterbacks a little bit long term. And then next hour, we will start off with getting into Deshaun Watson and how it affects everybody else. Stick around. It's the RotoWire Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And if you want to give DFS a try this weekend, Fantasy Factor is a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flat out prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every single week. And they're free to enter, so sign up today. And this week, Fantasy Factor will feature the $200 Friday free roll. That's right. You can play for free. You win $200. It's pretty damn awesome. Check it out at fantasyfactor.com. We are the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer. And Scotty, Deshaun Watson, as I said, tears the other ACL in his knee. Do you think he was ready to begin the, you know, ready, basically good to go for 2018?
You're not a doctor, obviously. I can't predict that. You know, it's like, you've made some great medical analysis this morning, but you're not a doctor either.
I am not, no.
I can't predict that. You know, it's like you're thinking of that if you're a dynasty owner. But
totally, yeah.
I can't. I thought it was interesting, though, because, like, you know, that the game in Seattle, like immediately, like NFL Network went to reaction from the Seahawks locker room.
Right.
And one of the interesting things was, is like immediately Russell Wilson went to the Seahawks trainer and tried to get information on how a non-contact injury like that can be suffered in practice.
Well, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy that runs similar plays in practice, right? I'm sure he runs a read option all the time in practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Deshaun Watson, like I said, off the read option, a play he runs a million times a game that he's practiced, he's run a million times in college, a million times in practice. It's a bad plan, man. It just feels unlucky.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, Teddy Bridgewater non-contact as well?
It was, yeah. And he decimated his name.
You just never know what's going to happen in practice, even if you're wearing like a red jersey.
Sure. Not totally non-contact. Yeah. Nothing, like, and that's the frustrating part, right? Like, there is just literally nothing you could have done to avoid this.
Yeah, and that's why football is unlike any other sport. Do you ever hear of a guy like ripping up his knee taking batting practice?
No.
No.
I have not. Yeah. Have you even heard of anyone like hurting their shoulder in batting practice? Like they're swinging too hard?
Yes.
You have, okay.
No, not the shoulder. In the field.
Okay.
At batting practice, shagging flies. We've seen it happen. Didn't it happen with the Yankees a few years ago?
Well,
somebody like
Mariano.
Yeah, Mariano.
Mariano was just shagging fly balls.
Exactly.
Like towards ACL.
Yeah. But actually, like, hitting during batting practice? Never heard such a thing. I've heard of, like, maybe a reporter, you know, getting hit by a line drive or something like that. But, you know, that's about it. But no players.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's really unfortunate. We've heard this before in plenty of practices. Scott, you know, a perfect example, of course, in Teddy Bridgewater. It sucks. There's no other way to put it. Like I said to you, Scotty, and I saw this tweet, I just didn't even think it was real. And it's also amazing. If you go through like the Roto World history, it was like Jim Watson was limited in practice with a sore knee. Nothing to be concerned about. He'll be out there on Sunday or a cakewalk matchup against the Colts. Like, next blurb, out for the year, torn ACL. I was like, oh my God. Like, that's how quickly it happens. And you said, you know, how everything's going certain people's way. Everything's going up Jaguars right now.
It is.
Everything's going up Jaguars.
Except for the quarterback. But
well, sure, but like you lost the quarterback against your arch rivals.
When you look at the Jaguars and you look at the Titans, neither one of them are a complete team. The Jaguars have a better defense, but they have offensive issues. The Titans have a good front, pretty good front seven on defense, but the secondary is awful, but the offense is better. You know, it's really going to come down to the head-to-head matchups, and if Mariota can stay healthy, I think that team still has a chance to win the division.
I agree with that. All right, take a break. We'll come back. Hour number two, we'll welcome in the fantasy executive. We'll get into Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins coming up next.